Fabulous Jessica.
Hey, what's going on?
You called me yesterday. I didn't get to call you back.
Oh, well, thank you for getting back to me.
Well, you're welcome. Oh, I always call you back.
I appreciate that. I called. I just wanted to check and see if that other diamond would work well for you.
It did work well. You're going to have to bill me for it.
All right, sounds good.
Not the other one. Not the other big diamond. I'll try to sell it this weekend. I'll ship it back probably next week.
Yeah, if you want to hold on to it and then.
Because I already have the other
one. Yeah, I was going to say, when I need the other one back, well, hopefully you can find a buyer for one or both and you won't have to send anything back. That's the goal.
I hope so. You sound like you're a really good salesman. You should come down here. Show me some of your skills.
you've got everything in a tool belt. I wouldn't be able to help anymore.
Oh, no, like I'm as good as you. Like you're better.
I wouldn't go that far, Jessica. How long have you been working at the store?
25 plus years.
There you go. You've got me beat tenfold.
I don't know. You're just so handsome. I think you just charm all the ladies.
I highly doubt that. But everybody has a different set of skills, right? As Liam Neeson says in the movie Taken.
Yes.
I have a highly specific set of skills.
I also have a highly specific set of skills. I know how to buy every broken thing that looks like it's fixed. And then I fix it. And lose money. That's my highly specific set of skills I have.
Yeah, well, at least you enjoy it.
I got the ready yesterday.
Oh, did you? Nice.
I didn't have a voltage meter to start off with, so I bought one of those a couple days ago. But I was waiting on a new voltage regulator, which I told you about. And so I put that on yesterday, cleaned up all the connections on the old starter solenoid, which I'm still getting a new one, still replacing it.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to see if it worked. Readjusted all the wires so it didn't pull so hard on the main lead, and then tested, and the charging unit works on the bike, so I don't have to replace that, thank goodness. Don't got to take it apart. And I started it about 5 times. I rode it around, and it worked. She worked good.
Everything was smooth sailing?
I want to relate that last part because I just feel like it's going to be in my defense, I want to feel like I have it.
Mm-hmm.
I just want a new part there. I don't want to do the old part. And then she worked okay. She seemed like she was happy.
Perfect. Well, that's good.
Rebuild that plug with a new little clip-in, a new little part for the insert, and I think with that, I mean, the bike should be okay.
You should be all set. Yeah, nice.
Yeah, and I was riding in a pink tennis skirt. It's a short tennis skirt too.
You were feeling free flowing, huh?
Yeah. I think I got a lot of stairs.
Where'd
you sport bike and pink
tennis skirt. Where'd you ride the bike to?
I didn't go very far. I went down 2 miles down the road.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's let me down before, so I'm.
Yeah, you don't want to get too far away from home.
I don't want to take it apart in some parking lot and have to tinker to get it started again. So
mm-hmm.
I was like, well, this is just a short ride, and I told myself that I'm not going to push it too hard until I get my real part, which should get it on Saturday, I think, or Sunday, maybe something like that, and I can put it back together. And it should be good to go.
Nice.
I'm not riding New York on it, though. Don't think of it
again. Yeah, you just have to make sure that you stop frequently, that's all.
I think if I could do 300 miles a day on it, I would be doing really good. That would be the most.
You'd make it here in like 9 days.
I can I'm pretty sure that you've never ridden a true sport bike. The seating position where you're kind of crunched over the gas tank and you're kind of on your wrist and you use your stomach muscles to kind of lock yourself in and get off of your wrist. Ride like that for 100 miles. Solid. You'll tell me that it's a lot.
I'm sure it would be, yeah, stressful on your body after a while.
So that's about 3 takes of gas. Mm-hmm. 100 miles, gas. 100 miles, gas. 100 miles, gas. And I was planning on doing the Bridge City trip, which is 300 miles. And that's why I want to do it on the other, my white bike, is because it didn't look seat like that, and it was more comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
But, and maybe with the new, with the repair I do, it might fix it. I don't know. Who knows?
Well, you have another bike operable at the moment, so that's good.
I know. I'm trying to get it working to where I can ride it and get my red bike in the shop.
Mm-hmm.
I need to get that service. That needs to happen, like, first. Then the white bike can go in. So, then they can all work. I don't have any museum pieces in my house that don't work.
You need to get them out of your showroom.
Well, and I only like stuff that works, to be fair. I don't like stuff that you just look at.
Mm-hmm.
I have heels I can't wear that live in my house. I'll just look at and wish I could wear, but they don't fit because my feet are either too long or too wide.
Well, did they fit you at one point when you bought them?
No, they did not. Because you never know when you're ordering shoes if you're a 9 or 9.5 in that market.
Yeah, well,
didn't you
think of returning them? Get your money back?
I return nothing.
Oh, okay.
I return nothing I buy.
Oh, you don't return them?
Uh-uh. I have dresses that I bought that I can't wear, and I've donated them. I'd pay more for shipping than I would to get the dress back.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just not worth it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if it was like a $200 dress, I would say yes. But if it's a $30 dress, I'm going to pay $15+ worth of shipping. I'm already, like, out the money.
Yeah, might as well just keep it at that point.
So I'm just going to keep it. Sometimes I have them altered. I can get them repaired.
Mm-hmm.
Or I can do it. I don't know. But, no, this one, she said she liked it. I used a placebo effect on her, which is what I was planning on doing because it looks so much like the other stone. But just said how beautiful it was and how gorgeous, and the color was absolutely amazing. Yes.
Perfect. Well, you are the ultimate salesperson, so you were the one that made it happen.
I know, but if you were here, she would have bought it just because of the way you look.
Sight unseen.
Yeah, sight unseen. She would have just said yes.
That's right. And paid double.
Do you think they listen to these conversations we have and go, they're not even talking about buying diamonds. They're talking about everything else but that.
I honestly have no idea, Jessica. nor do I care at the moment.
Oh, goodness.
No,
boss,
we have...
like that, Jessica. She comes in, she's like a fire tornado.
You're a hurricane. You come in here and you shake everything up in our office. We love it.
Yes, sometimes I feel like I dress a little too much, but it doesn't stop me from doing it.
Yeah, I'm upset you're not going to make this upcoming event. This is really going to be the... this is going to be the Super Bowl of events. This one.
I like
a couple
the October
weeks.
Event. I like the
I
weather
know.
In October.
I know. I just can't guarantee that the same speakers are going to be here.
It's all right. It's okay. I like the fact that it's cold and I can, you know, dress appropriately or inappropriately.
Well, I don't think it's going to be that much warmer in a couple weeks. It's probably colder now than it will be in October.
I don't know. I've always gone in October. I kind of like it that month. And plus, he told me I couldn't go for this for April, so it was already predetermined and decided that I wasn't going.
Right. I gotcha.
Now I'm trying to get to go in October and make it a case. So, still trying. So I don't know.
Well, I say you get your dad. I say you get your dad to come with you.
We can't both leave at the same time. One of us has to be here. So, won't work like that.
You wouldn't be able to close for Monday?
I usually leave on Friday.
Oh yeah, that's true. Well, if you come on a Saturday, you come on early Saturday, get here Saturday afternoon, stay Saturday, Sunday, you know, leave Monday.
Because Friday I usually get in really freaking late, feels like half the time.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I start off at, you know, 6 o'clock in the morning, I feel like I'm still getting there at 5.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in I wasn't even in the air all day. I was in the air for just a couple of hours each time I flew, but it was all the ground time.
Yeah, right.
The layovers, all that kind of shit. You can't just get a straight flight.
No, that's like, yeah, I know. That time adds up.
So, no, it's your flight's short. It wouldn't be more than 5 hours to get to fly to you. But the problem is it's me getting stuck on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And then getting on the plane. And then when I'm on the plane, I wish I was off the plane.
Well, I get that. You don't want to be constrained for a number of hours.
Yeah, and I think I'm going to, if I go this time, I'm going to try to fly Delta. I don't think I want to fly Southwest again. It's I don't know. I don't like pilots on Southwest. I don't think they know what they're doing. And they don't know how to land without slamming the plane on the ground and then violently shaking everything.
Really? Well, I've had pretty good experiences on Southwest.
Well, my last two. The last two times. And this is Chicago Midway, and then another time it was Austin.
Mm-hmm.
When they landed in Austin, it's just like they flew the plane straight into the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And then ripped it straight up and then slammed the rear tires on the ground and pushed the nose down as hard as they possibly could. Was the most violent landing, like landing on an aircraft carrier.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm like, can't you just like finesse this thing? Isn't it like float a little bit?
Yeah, make it a little bit smoother on you.
I mean, I've landed RC planes where they don't even bounce. They just kind of like touch and roll out.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. So they're inside the plane doing this. They at least have the feeling of it, you know? They could try some flaring.
Well, I'm sure there's a lot of other factors involved that you may not be aware of.
I'm sure there might. And there's one other weird thing about when they fly those big jets, and this is maybe just because I know, there's this thing called a rudder on every single jet. It moves different. It moves by itself from the wings for the ailerons, right?
Mm-hmm.
They make these bat turns in midair, and you know they could make this corner with the rudder without making a huge-ass bat turn in midair.
Mm-hmm.
With everybody on the plane. They could just kick the rudder and the plane would turn. They could keep a flat flight pattern the whole way. Why don't they do that?
Yeah, that's a good question. I wouldn't know the answer to that one.
I know it's like a it's a pilot thing, you know. Sorry, I'm being nitpicky about airplanes. I just know enough about them to know that you can do a rudder turn.
Mm-hmm.
And you can make an entire circle with your rudder, with never touching. All you have to do is just put your, you do a opposite control with your aileron, so you turn a little bit to the other side and then hit your rudder. And then
mm-hmm.
the plane will turn completely flat in midair. And so it's just odd that they don't use it. It's like,
yeah,
it's not part of the plane.
You would think that there would be a purpose for it.
And there is. Yeah, I know they use it for landing. They have to center the plane on the runway for landing, but still. Works in air, too.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, that's my spiel for that.
Did you hear about that awful plane crash that hit a fire truck last week?
I saw it.
Jeez, that was awful.
Yeah, that was a plane cut in half.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how the fire truck didn't see the plane coming across the runway.
Maybe he was high on crack that day.
I don't know.
I mean, you shouldn't have, they should have been radioed ahead that they said, hey, we got multiple planes coming to land on this runway. Don't drive your fire truck through it.
Right. Well, I think they did.
Right.
They said it was clear, and then they retracted, you know, whoever was in communication with that fire truck.
I don't know. Maybe it was a coup. Maybe there's somebody on that plane that they were trying to get rid of.
Oh, wow, you're going tinfoil hat on me.
Tinfoil hat's a coup. There you go. I just solved your dilemma there.
You never know. Maybe we should look into the records, see who was on that plane.
There's somebody important, somebody they had to get rid of that knew too much.
Maybe so. That's why I keep my head in the sand. Nobody will want to ask me.
Well, that's probably a good idea. All right. Well, let's get back to work.
All right, Jessica.
Your time.
Have a great day.
You as well.
Take a spin on that bike this weekend.
I'm planning on riding it further this time. I think I might do Park Road 4 and then see how it does.
Very nice. Well, enjoy.
All right. I'll talk with you later.
All right. Yep. Have a good one. Bye.
Okay, bye, Sam.